are you?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's a beautiful day. It's been raining so far in Dallas for the last few days, so it's finally happening. The sun is out, people are happy, and we're ready to go.
The Dallas String Quartet, of course, is coming up here on the 12th of June for our 37th season. Tell us a little bit more about this tightly knit little band that really makes a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Yeah, so it started originally as a classical string quartet performing, you know, the classical repertoire, Mozart, Beethoven, and for the last few years we've been combining modern music, pop music, with classical elements. So it's a really, really, really fun show. We have violins and drums and keyboards, a full band, and the listeners can really tune in and anything from Bach to Bon Jovi, as our tagline says, you know. So it will be a fun combination, is a classical spin on some of the classic rock songs and pop music.
Now, how long have you been together?
We've been together for about 10 years, I would say.
Wow. And you guys are also young. You must have started as children.
Yes, we were in onesies when we first started playing the instrument.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now, I hear the tagline, where Bach meets Bon Jovi. That just demonstrates to me that you have a wide spectrum of talent and a wide spectrum of interest in a lot of genres that the band can play upon.
Yes, absolutely. We have a really wide, like just like the tagline says. So you would hear, I would say, there's so much. I'm trying to figure out which one I should tell you. We're doing a version of Sibelius Violin Concerto with Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty fun concert. It's very interactive. We let the audience kind of choose some of the options, too. Like, some of the options, you know, we have, like, you choose, you can vote whether you want to hear the band play Journey or Bon Jovi or something like that. So it's really a lot of fun, and it's music that people recognize from all ages. That's the fun part of it, because, you know, for some reason, everybody knows Journey, you know? I mean, even kids, this is what I don't understand. How do, like, 12-year-olds recognize Journey, Don't Stop Believing? I don't know. But they do, and they love it. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of energy, and people really like to kind of be a part of it and still connect it. So we give them an avenue to connect with us during concert by voting on different pieces and letting them have a voice in how the concert goes.
My goodness sakes, a lot of energy. It takes a love of performing. I know that music is a very difficult discipline at times, and musicians always seem to find the fun in the challenge.
Absolutely. That's kind of what it was for us, too. We were, sometimes, you know, the music that you practice, it was different than the music that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of how that happened, too. We're like, well, how can we combine the two, you know? Can we bring some fun and some energy into some of the old established classical repertoire? And so there is a piece that we're doing. It's called I Will Survive Paganini. And what it was, we were in the office practicing, and one of us were playing Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, and another one was practicing Paganini. Complete different world, different everything. And so we ended up writing an arrangement and combining the two pieces together, and turned out really spectacular in this fun piece that we call I Will Survive Paganini. So that's the type of music you can hear at the concert. It's just, you never heard anything like this before, I can assure you, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, it takes a lot of work on the craft, but it also takes a good imagination and some creativity to really just make the show. Yeah. There's never such thing as too much imagination, my friend.
Yes, you know, that's the downside, because you can go on the other side, you know, like in the, we used to play all in symphony orchestras, and it's very strict. You have the conductor, you have the board of directors, everybody. You don't make any decision when it comes to the repertoire. And then when you let the musician be in charge of the repertoire, that's when you have I Will Survive Paganini. But at the same time, we really enjoy performing it because we feel like it's our own voice. And it's not hard to motivate us to to do something fun.
All right, we've got the Dallas String Quartet coming on June the 12th. That'll be part of our OKM Music Festival this year, live. But we're going to be doing that in person, and we're going to do it with safety in mind. And, of course, with a great deal of fun. And that's where you guys come in.
Yes. I mean, you can tell it's only, what, the almost 10 a.m., and we're already ready to go.
Oh,
if we had a concert right now, we're ready. Let's do it.
I love it. Hey, I want to thank you for being our guest today on the program today, and we can't wait to have you guys back in town.
Yes, we would love to see everybody there. And then if your audience wants to check out the music, you can go to DallasStringQuartet.com or Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you use these days. But we have several albums there, and you can get familiar with kind of what we do and just listen and see if that's something you like. We'd love to see you there, meet you, and say hello.
All right, Jan, thanks very much. We really appreciate you being with us today.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Peace. All righty. That is Ion Zonka, and he is with the Dallas String Quartet, part of OKM Music. And, of course, you can find out more at okmmusic.org. That's okmmusic.org. Stay tuned. We've got our news coming up in just a moment right here on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.